Without a divine revelation, I cannot tell a person the specific reason why their prayer for the fulfillment of a divine promise is delayed. I can, however, point you to a most wonderful truth, the most vital of all truths that God has revealed. It is the only cure for all of our ailments. A delay in receiving healing, for instance, is, in one sense, good news. It is the good news that we can have more of the life of God. There are four Greek words in the New Testament translated life. One of these means manner of life. Another means human life. Another, behavior. But the Greek word for the kind of life that Jesus brought into the world is zoe, translated eternal life, the life of God. Eternal life is the actual life of the eternal himself. The Gospel of John opens with the word zoe. This word is found in the New Testament 130 times. John 10:10 tells us that a man was to have a right to an abundance of a new kind of life, God's own life. It is new, of course, only in the sense of human possession. Zoe is the life that lives itself. Many ministers today major in the manner of life and behavior rather than zoe, the life of God. Zoe, when received in sufficient measure, lives itself. Paul prayed for Christians already filled with the Spirit, that they might be filled with all the fullness of God. This shows that Zoe is God himself. All we have of it is an unsevered part of the life of God. The way to be full of faith is to be full of that kind of life which believeth all things. The way to be full of a divine love is to be full of the life of God, who is love. All things are possible to Zoe. When it is received in sufficient measure, it can fulfill in us any promise or requirement in the Bible. To fulfill in us all that the Bible requires or promises is precisely what the life of God in us is to accomplish. By receiving more of the life of God, we can be made more than conquerors. Spirit, soul, and body. God wants to do in us all that he did in Christ for us. Zoe, received in sufficient measure, transforms us from glory to glory into the image of Christ. It turns belief into knowledge. It is the source of all divine graces. It gives us God's wisdom. It overcomes the world, the flesh, and the devil. It works in us that which is well-pleasing in his sight. It is by filling us with his own life that God himself becomes our life, our peace, our righteousness, our purity, our strength, our health, and the preserver of our whole spirit, soul, and body. He becomes our zeal, our joy, our faith, our guide, our teacher, our satisfaction, our everything that pertains to life and godliness. God's blessings are a part of himself. By filling us with more and more of his life, God wants to manifest himself in us in the form of every spiritual blessing he has promised. This is the miracle and the genius of Christianity. Romans 5:10 tells us that we are saved by his life. This is true for both soul and body. It is impossible to measure up to God's purpose for our prayer life without being full of that life that ever liveth to make intercession. In other words, it is when Zoe inspires our prayers that we can ask what we will and receive it. Zoe, the life of God, is the healer of soul and body. Divine healing, divine life, and divine strength is Christ himself made manifest in our mortal flesh. The fullness of this new life is better than the healing it produces. David said, "The Lord is my portion. The Lord is my strength." His blessings were God manifesting himself in these various forms. God gives us each spiritual blessing by giving us himself. Our blessings are a part of God. Jesus said, "I am the vine, and ye are the branches." The life of the branches is a part of the life of the vine. It is Christ's will that all the branches shall be full of his own life. When we are full of Zoe, we are one with God, just as the bay is one with the ocean, because the tides flow into the bay. Paul says, "They that are joined to the Lord are one spirit." That is to say, our spirit and his spirit are blended into one. This truth provides us with one of the answers to the question, "Why am I not healed?" I've heard Christians express their reasons for wanting to be filled with the Spirit. It seems to me that every Christian in the world would pray until they were filled with the Spirit if they knew the many glorious reasons why the Holy Spirit wants them to be filled with himself. One of his reasons is that he wants to be unhindered in his wonderful work of continually quickening our whole spirit, soul, and body. In John 6, verse 63, Jesus said, "It is the Spirit that quickeneth," or giveth life. He is spoken of in Romans as the Spirit of life. All life is due to the direct action of the Holy Spirit. It is his work to impart to us continually the actual life of Jesus. He is the true source of life for both the souls and bodies of God's children. When we are anything less than full of the Spirit, which is the condition of his perfect working, his work of quickening or increasing the divine life in our spirit, soul, and body is hindered or limited. Jesus said that he came not only that we might have life, but that we might have it more abundantly. We cannot have his life in the measure which he desires unless we are filled with the Spirit. The abiding which Christ commanded keeps us filled with the Spirit. It removes from us all hindrances to the Spirit's constant quickening. In the 11th Psalm, David uses the word quicken 11 times. He knew that more life is the cure, the only cure, for all of our ailments. It is well to know what we pray for. David desired quickening, more life, increased life. He therefore sought that blessing which is the root of all the rest. He prayed, "Quicken me after thy loving kindness." We need never fear anything that loving kindness does. Nothing else is so good. Loving kindness itself cannot do us a greater service than by making us to have life more abundantly. In the 25th verse of Psalm 119, David prayed, "Quicken thou me according to thy word." Thank God we can all pray with faith and get the answer every day to this comprehensive and inspired prayer. "Quicken thou me according to thy word." Notice that the quickening is, as David said, according to thy word. The Holy Spirit inspired the Word of God, and it is his own blueprint to which he works while carrying on his great work of quickening. So to be quickened according to God's word means to be full of his life in the entire range of our complex being, body, soul, and spirit. God has made Christ the treasury of all that he is. In him is all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. We can be full of everything that the vine contains. The abiding branch not only has life, but is full of life all the time. It is by the Spirit's fullness and the consequent unhindered quickening that we are preserved, as Paul says, spirit, soul, and body. Paul says the Spirit will quicken also your mortal body. In 2 Corinthians 4:11 we have the words, "that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh." If you need healing from Christ, wait on God for the Spirit to quicken you to the extent that Mark 11:24 shall be fulfilled in you. This is exactly what the divine quickener wants to do for you. Let us pray every day, "Quicken thou me," or "give me more life according to thy word." That is, according to every revelation we find in the Bible, which shows us ourselves as God wants us to be. Every time you discover in the Word more than what God requires, rejoice and be encouraged, because it is the work of the Spirit, not your work, to quicken you just to that extent. Let this prayer be your first prayer every day, for it is the condition of 1,000 other blessings. It is God's way of fulfilling in you all the good pleasure of his goodness. The Holy Spirit wants to quicken us to the extent that everything he has revealed concerning us in God's word shall be fulfilled in us. In the 50th verse of this 119th Psalm, David says, "Thy word hath quickened me." The Spirit quickens us according to our trust in God's word, according to the extent of every promise or command that we find from time to time in the Word of God. This quickening will be, as Paul says, from glory to glory. God's words are spirit and life to accomplish exactly what they reveal. When we pray to be quickened according to His word, we know that we are praying according to His will, and can therefore obtain the answer. According to His word means according to both His promises and His commands. The more the word requires, the better, for the greater will be the quickening. What a glorious privilege it is that whenever we feel a lack, we can pray to the giver of life, "Quicken thou me." Give me more life. We need quickening every day. While on earth, Jesus said, "Come to me and drink." From heaven, He is still saying the last chapter of the Bible, "Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." He wants to be an inexhaustible fountain of life within us, springing out and flowing out in the rivers of living water.